Tomorrow night, an exhibit of art addressing the lived experiences of African Americans in Northwest Arkansas will open. Shared Experiences is sponsored by Artist Laboratory Theater and curated by the Northwest Arkansas Black Artist Collective. Artists included in the show include Veronica Huff, Madison Moon, Raven Cook, and Corey Perry. Perry, a Fayetteville native, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio yesterday to talk about the art included and to talk about tomorrow evening's opening reception beginning at 6 at 1030 South College Avenue in Fayetteville. Corey says at that reception, you can see the art, and you'll also be able to hear from another artist, Kentrell Curry, who will deliver a talk about Fayetteville history.
Specifically, the black history of Fayetteville and how the artists are working and how that history informs how the artists work and what they think about.
Did you and your colleagues, your peer artists, did you come up with the name for the exhibit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the heads of the collective right now are Raven Cook, Kentrell Curry, and myself, and we kind of came up with this idea. It was actually put forth by the Artist Lab Theater. It was in conjunction with their Imagine South Fayetteville event that they did last year, and they came to us with sort of like a raw idea, because like they were doing it on the history of South Fayetteville, and we kind of made it more broad of like the history of Fayetteville and the area in general, and we sort of just rolled with it from there.
You mentioned it, the presentation and the work itself kind of is inspired by the black experience in Fayetteville and Northwest Arkansas, an experience that the majority of us probably don't know and certainly haven't experienced because the majority of us are not black. So how do you present that story through art?
The way that we're presenting it is that Kentrell's giving like some back history, so he's talking about the slave owners like Archibald Yeld and some of the slaves they had. There's a lot of names. We got a list of names of slaves, and there was also some history on who owned what land, and also some history on some lynchings in the area. And we sort of go off of that history, plus the general history of the 1950s, 60s, you know, segregation, antebellum, all that. And we sort of like piece it together on how their experiences may have been, also have been, due to what information we have. And we're sort of like piecing it together. And so one artist is, their work is about mental health, and how it's being disrupted via racism on a daily basis and oppression. And another artist grew up here. Her parents were here, and her great-grandparents were here, and her grandparents. And her work is mainly about being black in a white space, and that means basically being the only black person and how that works on a person's mind. And so a lot of these experiences that the artists have and are experiencing today, their perception of reality is very much parallel to the ancestors of this area and at large in this country.
You went to school in Fayetteville, and and in Fayetteville we're quick to explain that our schools peacefully integrated. We know that history if you live in Fayetteville. We don't often talk about segregation and Jim Crow and slavery. Those are harder things to talk about, but just as important to know.
Because it makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Right.
Because we're not really, like, talking about it to our kids. And, I mean, a lot of black people are talking about it to their kids. But from the experiences that I've heard, a lot of people growing up grew up a particular way and never really got the context of why they had to think in that way. And so, yeah, a lot of history hasn't been passed down into their own offsprings because of X, Y, and Z. I really wouldn't know that reason, but, you know.
As you mentioned, it's often an uncomfortable or awkward or challenging conversation to have. Can art be a way to get into having some of these conversations?
I definitely believe so. Oh yes, like it's really interesting because art is like, it's non-invasive, but it's also invasive at the same time, depending on how it's navigated. And I do feel like when an artist is making work about their experiences and their perceptions of reality, it gives another insight. It's almost like a live history book. Like, you're learning about what the artist is doing and where they're from and how their environment is influencing them.
And it would seem like art can, you mentioned someone growing up always in tune to the fact, growing up black in a white space,
mm-hmm.
the one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can create art for people who also felt that and go, oh, yes, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that same piece of art can also talk to someone like me who doesn't know and help me understand what that person was going through.
Yes.
So it talks to the people that experienced the same thing
mm-hmm.
and those who didn't at yes. the same time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's another beautiful thing about it. And it also helps if the viewer is willing to understand. Because if the viewer isn't willing to understand, then they're always going to be at battle with themselves and at battle with the environment that's around them.
And then when you have something like a reception where the mm-hmm. art and the artist is together,
yes.
what better chance to help you understand?
Yes, because you have, because it's like you hear about the experiences and like through some media, like a TV or radio or book, and like there's somewhat of a disconnect because there's no human connection. Like there's, you can still have a connection, but that human connection is key. And I can't wait to see how it's going to happen, because like I think it would be so beautiful for people to come and like hear these experiences in our hometown and to learn that, oh, it's happening in Ferguson, it's happening in Atlanta and all these other places, but it's also happening right here in this city.
Yeah, and finally, if it's awkward or challenging to talk about
mm-hmm.
race 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, it can be incredibly awkward or uncomfortable or challenging to talk about it in 2019.
Oh, I believe it.
But it has to be talked about.
It has to be talked about. Like, it's one of those things where it needs to be faced or it's just going to keep festering and people are just going to, like, it's like when you're speaking with somebody, but they just don't want to listen to you. And so the person is just going to speak louder and louder, and it's just going to get louder and louder, you know, until, you know, something happens or I don't know, stuff.
Right. Yeah, stuff, right.
And can I say one more thing about it?
Please. Yeah.
That's okay. So it's like, even if you're uncomfortable about having these conversations, like, that's okay. It's a very valid thing to feel. Just know that nobody is accusing you or accusing the viewer of anything. Like, you may feel a specific type of way about somebody, but that's okay. And everybody who's going to be there is going to be very compassionate. They're not going to be accusatory or anything. They're there to help you learn and come to an understanding.
Okay, at the risk of getting just slightly uncomfortable right now, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm a white guy. I think sometimes there's the fear that if you begin to get into a serious conversation,
mm-hmm.
I may say something that is ignorant, the classic definition of ignorance,
mm-hmm.
or offensive.
Okay.
And I think to myself, well, maybe it's best not to ask a question or to get in this conversation than risk offending or sounding ignorant.
And that's a very valid thing. And I do agree, you have to be careful when you ask questions like that, because it's a mixed bag. And I can't speak for everybody, but I will say some people will get offended, highly offended, And some people won't get offended. They'll be very compassionate and understanding and try to rewire things and try to bring more enlightenment. And with this reception, there's going to be more of an enlightenment. Nobody's going to attack you, I guess. Nobody is going to look down on you for asking ignorant questions or what you perceive to be an ignorant question. Everybody's there to learn, to share, and to, you know, build.
To share an experience?
Mm-hmm. Share an experience, yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Corey Perry is one of the artists whose work is included in the new exhibit titled Shared Experiences that will open tomorrow night at 6 at 1030 South College in Fayetteville. Other artists included in the show are Veronica Huff, Madison Moon, and Raven Cook. Also at tomorrow night's reception, Kendrell Curry will deliver a talk about Fayetteville history. The reception is free. However, registration is encouraged, and you can learn more about that at the Facebook page for Shared Experiences, a Black Art Exhibit. The exhibit is hosted by the Artist Laboratory Theater based in Fayetteville and curated by the Northwest Arkansas Black Artist Collective.